Moncrief on News Talk.
Right now, you might be listening to this while standing under a bus shelter. Even if it's not raining right now, just give it a few minutes. And when it does rain, you'll get wet. Why is it? Why don't shelters provide more shelter? Henry McKean braved the elements to find out.
Roderick O'Gorman, leader of the Green Party and TD for Dublin West.
You want more bus shelters. There's a bus stop right beside us here. Mm-hmm. There's no shelter. It's not raining. It stopped raining, but we can still see the puddles. You feel it's important?
I do feel it's important. Like, we've just gone through 4 or 5 weeks of almost non-stop rain, and for commuters, particularly for people taking the bus on a daily basis, that's actually a big deal. With Bus Connects now, a lot of people have to take 2 bus journeys. There's a stop in the middle, and if you have to stand with your little umbrella in torrential rain, you're going to be absolutely soaked going to and from work. So my colleague Councillor Oisin O'Connor, he put in a question through me to the NTA to find out how many bus stops are being built. And what we found was in 2025, last year, only 3 bus stops were built.
Just three.
And that compares the year before, 2024 was 37, year before 30. Even during the COVID years, it was mid-20s. So I raised it in the Dáil during the week with the Taoiseach. Did he understand why there had been this complete collapse in the number of bus shelters built?
You're from Ohio in the States. How do we compare when it comes to bus shelters to your country?
I would say fairly similar. There's a number of bus stops, but I think as far as Ireland, it seems like it's much more windy here. I would say that there should be more shelters for them rather than just bus stops.
And here's your bus. This is your bus?
Yes, sir.
No.
Or no?
No, this is not your bus.
I don't know. I follow
the
wife.
We're doing the Dublin. Okay. The on-off.
Okay, this is not you. You're not the number 23.
No.
Do you think we have enough bus shelters?
I think so. I mean, you could use more at certain locations. Here, there's obviously shelter where there were some other stops, especially with the rain, that did not.
Yeah, I mean, we've taken the bus quite a bit over the past few days, and it is a bit rough with the wind. At least with the shelters, it'll block the wind for you a bit, and then you know, you do see quite a few people standing out in the rain, so it would be a nice thing, I think, at least for me. I'm not a big fan, but it seems like the folks of Ireland are much more, in Dublin in particular, are much more used to getting sprinkled on all day long.
You're a bus driver. Could there be more bus shelters?
Absolutely, I think, and probably better designed. They're more comfortable for the passengers, because a lot of them, you still get soaking wet under them, I think. And some of the older bus stops don't have bus shelters. There should be more.
And sometimes there's a seat and it's a few metres back, just on their own, which I love, but others would prefer
that's
if they were right
small.
Beside.
Yeah, there's a seat for one person, so I don't get that, but maybe there is a reason, I don't know.
So I'm on the bus here, and so far we haven't come across any bus shelters on this particular route. I'm on the number 4A. Well, I think it's the 4A. Do you think there should be more bus shelters?
Yeah.
So you take the bus quite often?
Every day, really.
Every day.
Lansdowne Park.
And have you got quite wet Lansdowne recently?
Yeah, the bus has been delayed a lot.
So it's been hard?
Yeah.
So soaked right through?
Yeah, you can say that.
Hi, I'm Gary Marshall from the Dublin Commuter Coalition.
What do you guys do?
We advocate for more use of public transport, sustainable transport. We try to promote it along people, but really encourage governments, whether local or national, to invest more in it.
Could there be more bus stops in Ireland?
I think with the weather we're having, the clear answer is yes. I know that some bus stops are just bus poles, but really people would feel more comfortable if they had shelter from rain, maybe the odd sunny day if that's a reality, but especially seating as well for older people and more vulnerable people.
And the weather recently has been dreadful. Right now, as we speak, it's not raining, but I can see rain clouds coming in. For you, you know, have you been soaked waiting for a bus because there's been no shelter?
I don't know if I've been that unlucky, because the reality is if you're walking a bit of distance to your bus stop, you might get soaked anyway. I've gotten used to cycling in the rain, which is
a
reality as well.
Just go with it.
Yeah, you know, just it's all about clothing rather than being emotional about it.
Do you think more people could advocate for bus shelters? And can you understand the delay because of planning and the cost? They're not cheap. We understand they're in the tens of thousands to make.
I think whether it's local authority or national bodies or the Department of Transport, they should be thinking about the user's experience and making it comfortable and enjoyable for people on their daily commute. I mean, there's a lot of issues with ghost buses, reliability. At least you could do is be dry when waiting on a bus.
I'm standing here on Dartmouth Road waiting for the bus, and there's no shelter. It's just me and the actual bus stop and some lads from Gas Networks Ireland doing some work. It's not raining, it's about to rain, but what's catching me out is that wind, that wind chill without being in a shelter. It's freezing. I'm now running for this particular bus. I hope to make it. Okay, I have it. You've got to jump on this bus. Do you think there should be more bus shelters?
Oh, definitely. We have loads more buses to jump on. So we do.
We and need them.
Out. Yeah, definitely need them.
Out in all elements.
Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah, that's it.
And you get that bus?
Yeah, we do.
You're originally from Dublin. You're now living in Newcastle. You're saying in Newcastle they do have quite a few bus shelters.
Yes, a lot of them. All the bus stops have shelters, yeah.
And you never get wet?
Never get wet.
Even though in Newcastle people don't wear jackets, they just wear t-shirts. Is the stereotype not true that people from Newcastle don't own jackets?
Well, I have loads of jackets, but you know, I haven't seen that many jackets on men around Newcastle, to be honest with you.
Whereabouts in the UK are you from?
We're from the northwest, a place called Preston, which is about an hour from Manchester.
Do you have bus shelters up there?
We do, yeah, lots.
Here in Ireland we haven't got that many. Do we need more? And how are you finding the cold weather here?
Well, it's like this at home, so we're not too bad and we're well dressed for it, but we have loads of bus shelters at home, which are very well utilised, to be fair.
Yeah, not too bad, but the weather's pretty much the same.
Cold, windy.
Cold, wet, yeah. And windy, yeah.
So here's the rain. It's been forecast, and I'm standing at a bus stop waiting for the 15A on Great Georgia Street, just waiting for that bus, and here comes the rain. Not the most pleasant. Do you think we need to have more bus shelters? People just stand and get wet.
Yeah, I think so. Well, there should be more shelters for the bus. I think people get soaking every day. Yeah, I think there should be a bit more shelter for them. So especially for the old people to sit down at, you know.
And do you think there should be more seats for them? There is one
or
two
seats
sometimes.
Yeah. I know they can't have loads, but can you?
There
should
loads.
Be a few, like, I think.
It's freezing. I mean, I'm noticing you're wiping away the cold from your nose.
Yeah, it is freezing, so it would be handy little shelters, all right, for the, I think for the old people now, to be honest. Bus shelters, there should be more for people to sit down in.
So you feel bus shelters are needed, and I have to bring it up, and I'm so sorry. We're here just outside government buildings, and I can see the bike shelter. That was very, very expensive. A bus shelter is much cheaper, isn't it? But there's planning.
Yeah, you have to get planning permission, or the NTA, the National Transport Authority, has to get planning permission. I'd actually think they should be exempted from planning permission. It should be easier to build them. Yeah, look, there's a cost, but this is a really basic part of the infrastructure that commuters, that people who are every single day, and let's say, remember, hundreds and thousands of people every single day are using buses, and in our climate it's really important that they get a little bit of shelter while they're waiting for that next bus to arrive.
Because we've had horrific weather, you're in a proper North Face raincoat. You are ready for all types of conditions. I'm not. I'm in a gilet. I'd get soaked if it started to rain.
Yeah.
Like, will this happen anytime soon, and will the NTA listen?
Well, we need to figure out why it collapsed last year. And I raised it with the Taoiseach during the week in the Dáil, and he was actually quite dismissive in his reply to me. He was like, oh, we shouldn't be raising bus shelters in the Dáil. But, like, you know, 37 in 2024, 3 in 2025, that's a huge fall off. And I just want to understand why that is. How can we fix it? And how can we make sure we're putting in place those bus shelters around our city and around the country for the hundreds of thousands of people who use the bus every single day and deserve to be kept as dry as possible as you can be in Ireland.
Henry McKean reporting there. One texter says, the Irish bus shelter is a warm jacket and an umbrella. Somebody else says, every bus stop should have a shelter, no excuses. You'd hope so, but I wonder what the process is. I wonder why, you know, certain stops get a shelter and other stops don't get a shelter. Is it because local people were agitating on behalf of getting one? I've lived beside a bus terminus for 30 years. Never a shelter. I asked a bus inspector how we get one. He told me to talk to my TD. I've asked them a few times, still shelterless. That's bad enough, but so many times the bus doesn't arrive. Luckily, I can stand in the porch waiting for the next one, says Pat. That's handy that you live that close to it and you can keep an eye out. Tom in Abbey Leaks says, I make and install bus shelters. I'm only too happy to provide one for every kilometre. I'm sure you would be, Tom, and I think probably a lot of people would appreciate it if that came to pass, indeed.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.